What is up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Monday morning. Today's going to be the last game of for week two of the NFL preseason. Later on tonight, we're going to be having the Baltimore Ravens facing the Washington Commanders. So that game's going to be happening later on tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. So don't miss it. Yeah. But I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And I also hope everyone had a good time enjoying football, because I did. You know, it was pretty crazy. Week two was pretty crazy. You know, there was a lot of exciting things to see. There was just a lot of exciting pieces to watch. You know, a lot of interesting talent. Not just from the rookies from this year, from this year's draft class, but the rookies from, you know, players from last year's draft, you know, free agents that got brought in from free agency, new head coaches, coordinators becoming head coaches. It's going to be interesting. Guys, we're less than 3 weeks away from the start of the NFL season, where we will have the Detroit Lions facing the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night, September 7th, in Arrowhead Stadium. We're going to have the Lions facing the Chiefs, and it's going to be one hell of a game, you know, to see. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how good the Lions really are, you know? But guys, I didn't come on here to talk about the Lions or the Chiefs or any other team. Everyone knows I come on here to talk about the Giants. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm basically going to do another list with you guys today. My list for today, I'm going to be including my four players on the New York Giants who impressed me in the preseason win over the Panthers. So, without further ado, get right into it. Following the Giants' preseason week one loss to the Lions, fans were excited to see New York bounce back against the Panthers. This excitement only increased once it was announced that the Giants starters would be playing. Needless to say, the team didn't disappoint, as the G-men took down Carolina 21-19. You know, while things slowed down a bit once the starters called it a night, this was still an impressive win for the Giants in just one series. I don't think you're gonna ever see a better showing from the Giants starters on the offensive side. You know, it was very clean, you know, football. You know, no penalties being committed. You know, it was a very good drive down the field. You know, and that's what you want to see. You know, especially no penalties. You know, which is obviously, penalties have been something that have killed the Giants, you know, in games. You know, so just, you know, and look, I understand it's preseason, but that's a good sign. You know, that's what you want to see. Daniel Jones looked amazing. I'm just excited to see where this connection with Daniel Jones and Darren Waller is going to take. I feel like as long as those two are on the same page, this offense can be dangerous, you know, because Darren Waller will be, he will be the one guy that will, you know, he's gonna be the one guy that's gonna have every defensive coordinator's focus on, because, you know, he is the most experienced player on the Giants offense. You know, he's been in the league for a long time, and we all know when healthy, this guy is one of the best tight ends in the league. You know, so it's gonna be interesting to see how the connection between these two continues. And not only that, but the Giants got Saquon Barkley, he was the only starter that didn't play, you know, which is very obvious because we all know from a talent perspective, Saquon is the best. We all know from a talent perspective, Saquon, you know, is one of the best, you know. And it's going to be very exciting to see how he fits in this offense. You're not going to see a lot of running from the Giants this year. You're going to see a lot of passing. You're going to see a lot of passing plays. You know, this is going to be a passing offense. You know, I'm not saying the Giants are not going to run the ball. You got to run the ball. You know, but overall, this offense will be passing the ball. You know, that's why Joe Shane got big targets, you know, and some small targets as well. But these guys can make plays, you know, guys like Paris Campbell. You re-signed Darius Slayton. You brought back Sterling Shepard, Cole Beasley. I'm hoping Cole Beasley can make it to the main roster, because it's going to be interesting to watch him play as well. You know, back to what I was actually going to talk about. So things slowed down a bit once the starters caught it at night. This was still an impressive win for the Giants in just one series. I mean, the Giants offense had fans drooling over what this team could look like going into the upcoming regular season. With that being said, here are my four guys who impressed me on Friday night at MetLife Stadium. I gotta put Daniel Jones at number one. I mean, obviously, there's no question, you know, why I put this guy at number one. I mean, first of all, I think it's very simple. The quarterback position is the most important position, and if you don't have a quarterback that can't show great quarterback play, you are not going to win the game. And that's just how things work now in today's game. Like, if you don't have a quarterback that shows great agility, that's very mobile in the pocket, who shows great leadership, you're not going to beat a Patrick Mahomes. You're not going to beat a Josh Allen. Those are two guys who show great leadership. You're not going to beat a Jalen Hurts, you know, because all those guys have is everything that I mentioned. They all show great leadership. You know, they're all winners, you know, and if you want to win games, you need a quarterback that can play at that level. You know, now, and there's an unknown here. We don't know what Daniel Jones can do, but I've been backing this guy up for a long time now, and I think he is, I honestly believe Daniel Jones will ball out, you know, because I've seen flashes of it, you know, even during the Joe Judge era, I've seen flashes of it, you know, Like, there will be times where the offense, the game against the Saints, where everyone had the Giants losing. The Giants' offensive line was amazing. And the receivers were actually playing good. And good play calling was actually happening. And look what this guy did. He put up, what? He brought the Giants back, beat the Saints in overtime, and had over 300 yards passing. That's what you want. And that was against one of the best defenses in the New Orleans Saints. You know, there's no question. Like, we can't deny if the Saints have one of the best defenses in the NFC, they do. You know? And Daniel Jones balled out. You know? And that was with receivers that were not good. Kenny Galladay was supposed to be good, but he decides to be greedy and not show up for the team, but instead show up for the money. Darren Waller, he's going to be that kind of Kenny Galladay, which I'm not saying he's going to be Kenny Galladay. I think Darren Waller, he's going to be a better version of Kenny Galladay, because Darren Waller's resume shows it. You know, when healthy, this guy, he plays like a receiver, you know, and that's scary. The way he, with his height and weight, and he put, the way he looks, him being that tall, like him being a big tight end playing like a receiver, that's dangerous, you know. So I'm just saying. But I got Daniel Jones at number one. You know, look at, he was in, obviously, even though he was playing for one possession, what I saw out of Daniel Jones has me very excited for what he can do in 2023. Look at, I think we already knew that he was going to improve once again this season, but when looking at him with this new and improved offense, he could potentially make the leap to superstardom. Now, coming to this assessment based on one preseason possession may be a little crazy. However, looking at both his play in training camp and against the Panthers, things are adding up for Daniel Jones to have a huge season. Daniel Jones completed eight of his nine pass attempts for 69 yards and one touchdown. I mean, this guy simply couldn't miss when he was in. Even his lone incompletion was on the money. It was just dropped by Darren Waller after he took a pretty big hit. Not only was Daniel Jones playing incredibly well, but the rest of the Giants quarterbacks looked pretty good too. Tyrod Taylor, who played from when Daniel Jones went out to the end of the first half, completed 9 of his 13 pass attempts for 90 yards and one touchdown while adding 3 carries for 21 yards on the ground. Alongside Tyrod Taylor, Tommy DeVito also had another great showing, completing 9 of his 11 passes for 88 yards. So knowing that the Giants have these three quarterbacks in the depth chart has to give you a good feeling for the season. You know, because look at, not only is Daniel Jones looking to potentially break out into a superstardom this season, but both Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito look to be very good backups. Something the Giants could always use in case Daniel Jones goes down with an injury. You know, so I got Daniel Jones at number one. I'm at number two. You know, I'm very happy that I'm putting this guy on this list. You know, because I've been trying to tell everyone that this kid was going to be a dog with the other dogs in the NFC. I got wide receiver Jalin Hyatt. And it's no question on what it's. I'm not surprised on how good this kid is. You know, I was never one of those doubters out there who criticized him or doubted him. You know, like a lot of people look, when looking at his college tape, everything this kid is known for is his speed. The biggest question was his route running ability. You know, And this kid, Jalen Hyatt, absolutely answered that question. He is definitely a good route runner. This dude was open, and two, he was open. And what? In two plays. You know, yes, he dropped the first pass, but he's a rookie. You know, every rookie wide receiver is going to make that mistake. But in the second play, thank God Jalen Hyatt was open, because Tyrod Taylor would have been, he would have went down for a sack. Jalen Hyatt was open, you know. So this kid, he's showing. I'm not saying number one wide receiver ability, because we don't know who the number one wide receiver for the Giants will be, but maybe that's why the Giants drafted him. And like, I'm not trying to take anything away from Darius Slayton. You know, I understand everything. I still remember what Darius Slayton said. Darius Slayton still wants to be that number one. He said he wants to be the number one wide receiver. And if Darius Slayton, Darius Slayton, he's talented. You know, he's, I'm not going to act like he's not a talented wide receiver. The guy had, he led every receiver. He had the most receiving yards last year for the Giants. You know, the problem is that he can't catch. You know, he's overall, he's talented. He's fast. He's a good route runner. He's very physical. You know, from a talent perspective, Darius Lane's really good, but he can't catch for some reason. You know, so. Like, people actually thought Darius Slayton was in the game. Because Jalen Hyatt dropped the pass. Everyone thought it was Darius Slayton. If Darius Slayton can catch passes that he's supposed to be catching, Darius Slayton could be, you know, he could be known for the number one wide receiver spot. And Joe Shane might renegotiate his contract and give him more money. You know, but back to Jalen Hyatt. After a very quiet preseason opener, you know, he bounced back better than, you know, we could all have imagined. I mean, while his numbers may not have been out of this world, he showed exactly what the Giants draft. He's exactly, you know, he showed exactly why the Giants drafted him for. And that's big play potential. I mean, the guy caught four passes for 35 yards and a touchdown. So, while he didn't do too much aside from his touchdown catch, yards wise, just watching him run routes had me excited for what he can do in 2023. You know, obviously the touchdown came after a drop two. You know, like talking about bouncing back in a big way. You know, I'm watching the highlight right now. Like, look at that. Oh my God. Oh, that's amazing. You know, so it's very, you know, so I'm very excited. You know, overall, Jalen Hyatt looked rather impressive. You know, even when he didn't have the ball in his hands, he demanded attention from the Panther safeties. You know, and I feel like that right there, that will be a pretty big difference. This will be a pretty big difference maker in the Giants offense. You know, New York was, the Giants obviously were in desperate need of a deep threat, you know, a deep threat outside of Darius Slayton. Now they have that in the form of Jalen Hyatt, you know. So if you really think about it, that's gonna give Darius Slayton more opportunities, you know. And maybe, you know, this could be his chance to back his words up. If Darius Slayton can have at least a 1,000, 2,000 yard season year, if he can have a 2,000 yard, if he can have 2,000 yards this upcoming season and have 20 touchdown catches, okay, that's what you want to see. Those are number one wide receiver stats, you know? we're going to see, you know. But obviously, you can't assume that Darius Slayton can't, like, we can't, like, let's not act like Darius Slayton can't do that. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that to happen. I mean, if he can catch the ball, he can make that happen. Especially with the connection, especially with how him and Daniel Jones are, you know, the way those two have been, like, those two are so connected. So, and now you add another scary receiver to your roster, that will give Darius Slayton more opportunities, you know. So this is gonna be a huge year for Darius Slayton, you know. But at the end of the day, there's Darius Slayton. He's not the only good receiver on this roster. You got Jalin Hyatt. You're gonna have Wando Robinson back once he gets healthy. You know, you got Sterling Shepard. You got Cole Beasley. You got all these interesting options at wide receiver. You know, so it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. So I got Jalin Hyatt at number two. At number three. Yeah, it's very obvious. It's not a question. I got Darren Waller. You know, I got tight end Darren Waller. You know, now look at this. This can't come as a surprise, but Darren Waller looked pretty damn dominant against the Panthers. I mean, not only did this guy make some pretty impressive plays with the ball in his hands, but even just as a route runner, he demanded so much attention that it opened things up for everyone else, you know? For example, I mean, on Daniel Bellinger's touchdown catch, Darren Waller's route helped open up the underneath for Daniel Bellinger and created a ton of space for him to post a very easy score. You know, similar to Daniel Jones, Darren Waller only played the first possession in this game, but it didn't take long at all for him to make his presence known. I mean, this literally, as Darren Waller caught the first two passes of the contest, by the time it was all said and done, this guy had, what, 3 receptions for 30 yards? I mean, and look at Darren, look, these may not be crazy numbers. It must be remembered that Darren Waller played only 8 snaps. You know, I mean, I can only imagine the yards while Darren Waller will be racking up once he plays a full game in the regular season. This isn't even mentioning the impact he'll have on the offense when he isn't getting the ball. You know, obviously the Giants have been without a receiving X factor since Odell Beckham. While they've had some pretty solid pass catchers, it simply hasn't been the same without OBJ. Now, after a masterful trade, the Giants have a player who will not only be a game changer for the for the numbers he'll put up, but he'll open everything up for the rest of this offense as well. So I got Darren Waller at number 3. And at number 4, this was a very interesting one. But at number 4, I never talked about this guy constantly. But at number 4, I got to put linebacker Bobby Okereke up there. I mean, here's why. The Giants have been without a starting level linebacker on their defense for years now. However, in just his second offseason with the team, it seems like Joe Shane has already solved this problem. I mean, in Bobby Okereke's first preseason game, he looked strong, living up to expectations. I mean, in 21 snaps, this guy racked up 7 tackles and looked incredibly fast when getting to the ball. This has been lacking on the Giants defense for a long time, obviously. And if this holds up like we know it will in the regular season, the Giants could have a genuinely elite defensive core heading into 2023. You know, obviously with Bobby Okereke looking set to work with Michael McFadden, plus the up-and-coming Darian Beavers, you know, I'm pretty sure we are all likely going to see a rejuvenated defense. You know, the offense already looks fun to watch, but now adding an elite linebacker, you know, to a core that features names like Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Xavier McKinney, and Adoree Jackson, and more could make for one of the best to watch in the NFL. You know, so I got Bobby Okereke at number 4. And yeah, guys, those are my 4 players on the New York Giants who impressed me in the preseason win over the Panthers. And yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. You know, let me know if I gotta add. Let me know if there was a player on the Giants that you guys wanted me to add, and I'll get right back at you guys for that. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, I'm hoping you guys are having a wonderful Monday morning. You know, so yeah. But yeah, so far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants, or if there are any updates, I'll also keep you guys updated about that. If there's any lists, if I have any, I'll keep you guys updated about that as well. And if there's also any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section and I'll get right back at you guys about that as well. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.